Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, as I am every Thursday here, by my good friend, Mr. Ramiz Mohammed, to go ahead and break down a simple little two-game Friday playoff slate here, Ramiz, where we've got the Boston Celtics at the Philadelphia 76ers and the Denver Nuggets at the Phoenix Suns. How are you feeling about this slate overall, man?
Honestly, it's tough, obviously, because, you know, with the Celtics and Sixers, are more going to be a defensive matchup, so you're probably guessing which role players are going to go off and which won't. Yeah. And obviously, Nuggets and Suns, I guess Nuggets and Suns wasn't too bad, because Chris Paul's injury does make a lot more easier selections, for me, anyways, on the Suns side, I think.
Yeah, I've got a lot more thoughts about that later game than I do the earlier game, but let's go ahead and just jump right into it, man. Boston Celtics at Philadelphia 76ers, I believe the, 1-1 in that series, right? Boston has one, and the Sixers have one, so it's tied going into Philly. Boston is favored in this one, even though it's in Philly, by 2 points, which is a little strange, but not really. I mean, I think we all think Celtics are kind of the better team, ultimately. Game total here is 214. I think the biggest thing here, and maybe what's also affecting that line, is that Joel Embiid is questionable with a knee injury. He did play through it in the last game. Obviously, that didn't work out for the Sixers. They got absolutely stomped. So that might have something to do with that line being in favor of Boston, too. But, I mean, it's tough for us to really call exactly what's going to go on here with Embiid. You know, questionable if he's in, if he's out. I kind of got some thoughts either way here. I mean, if he's out, Ramiz, I do like some guys here like Tobias Harris at 6,200 and also Paul Reed at 4,700. I mean, those are pretty simple calls, I feel like. You know, those, I would say the Paul Reed price tag, obviously more stomachable than the Tobias Harris one. But there's some other guys we can look at too, right? So who do you got here for the Sixers?
Well, for Sixers, I have Embiid at 10,200. And honestly, one of the main reasonings behind that pick as well is I think the center selection isn't that amazing. Of course, you got Horford and Jokic. I mean, Embiid and Jokic. And these guys are expensive than the majority of the stars, as usual, because they put up monster numbers. And Embiid is a risk. But the reason I like him more than any other center on this slate, of course, if he was injured, Paul Reed is probably my go-to. But Embiid is... he's a guy who, at home, I feel like the Sixers are going to get much more of a favorable whistle. Hopefully, he'll have adjusted to that cast that he's wearing on his right knee, I believe. Yeah. And hopefully, this bring on his defensive presence, because I think he did have 5 blocks in 27 minutes, which was a blowout. So I'm hoping if the Sixers can keep this game close and B gets more minutes, maybe around the 36 to 40-minute mark, if we're lucky. Because obviously, you're right, because that injury is a concern. You don't know how he's going to play. But I still trust him because I think he's the MVP, right? And you're not just an MVP if you're just on and off. If he's playing on the court, it means he's capable of putting at least 85 to 90% of his ability. Otherwise, he'd kind of be a negative to your team. Yeah. So I like Embiid at 10,200. I also like Maxi at 6,400. Yeah. Maxi, I think he's one of those players who kind of will maybe strive better at being home. Obviously, because playing in TD Garden is no easy task, especially when you're going against these defensive guards of Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and Derek White. Like, I mean, it doesn't get a much more tougher task than that. And then I also got a budget setup pick, and that's D'Anthony Melton at 4,100. I mean, I was talking to Hottis, and that he was loving Melton. So this may be because of his bias towards him. And then, he's a great defender, so I think they're going to need production from him. And as long as he can hit his threes, then I think you can get some good production from him. Yeah. And on the Celtics side, I think this is where I kind of struggled, because obviously I think maybe a lot more people are going to go towards a Tatum because he had a bad game, and a bounce back game kind of seems the main play in. But I decided to go a bit, save up my money for a bigger pick later on in the slate. I guess the second game of the slate.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with Marcus Smart at 5,200 because I think he's a player who can put up decent stat lines without scoring in a lot of points. I mean, I believe the over and under for this game was 214. I believe you mentioned
214.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be a high scoring game. And maybe this is a game where Marcus Smart thrives in. And because he's a guy who you're going to need to be able to guard the Maxis, guard the Hardens, and a guy who could probably switch onto a Tobias Harris and really do an exceptional job. And I also got a Grant Williams, which is kind of a pick that maybe if he gets enough minutes, he can actually put on a great performance. I know they were trying to put him as a main primary defender, on Embiid because Robert Williams and Al Horford Embiid will probably get them fouled out quick. So Grant Williams was that guy, and he was hitting his corner threes, which he hasn't been able to do in a while. And if he can do that again, I mean, that'd be great for his price at $3,500.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Grant Williams played about 25 minutes in the last game. I think a lot of people will gravitate towards him, so that's one thing that kind of makes me a little wary about rostering him. And then the other thing is, you know, obviously he got all those garbage time minutes at the end of the game. So I think his minutes will probably end up somewhere around the 15 to 20 minute mark, somewhere in that range, maybe 16, 17, 18 minutes. So, you know, I think it's fair. I think it's an okay play. I'm not super sold on Grant Williams, but I think it's fine. I'm not too, like, I'm not opposed to that play at all. I've got all the same Sixers as you, though. I think Maxey and Melton, whether Embiid plays or doesn't play, I think they're good plays no matter what. Maxey's just always got that upside. And, you know, one of the narratives you can, well, not narratives, but one of the kind of leans or you know, what's the word I'm looking for? One of the angles, there it is, angles you can always play here is that, you know, role players play better at home. And so Maxey and Melton are definitely role players, Maxey being a scoring role player and Melton being more of a defensive score player and a three ball, so a 3-and-D type wing almost role player here for the Sixers. So I do think those guys have a little bit higher ceiling game here or a little bit higher floor game, hopefully at least. So I got exactly the same Sixers as you. For the Celtics, I also struggled to find like what I wanted to do with the Celtics. I think ultimately though, for me, I landed on Jaylen Brown at 8,300. I know a lot of people probably will go to Jason Tatum. That's probably true. So that's one thing, you know, for me, I'm always looking to be, not always looking to be contrarian, but I would say a good portion of the time I'm looking to be contrarian. So I'm trying to get the ownership angle and trying to beat people with ownership. So I'm going to, a little bit of a pivot there, going to Jaylen Brown. And I just think for the price tag at 8,300, nobody else on the slate, I mean, he's going to get the same amount of, you know, points as a guy that's in the 9,000s. I can pretty much guarantee that. And so I feel like you're getting a discounted price there. He's still a very elite player, elite scorer. I think the Celtics, you know, I think I picked the Celtics to win this game, even though they're in Philadelphia, and Embiid probably does play. I still think the Celtics are going to win this game. So, I'm going to back the Celtics here. I'm going to pick Jaylen Brown. I don't mind your Celtics calls at all. I just, for me, that's the only guy I'm targeting. So, all right, we only have one other game here, obviously.
Before we move on, I wanted to get your take on, you think, what about James Harden at 8,700? You think he's possibly a play-in?
No.
His aggressive Harden gets you a lot of fantasy DK points, right?
Yeah.
But if he's passive, of course, it's a different topic.
I mean, especially if Embiid's going to be playing, which I do believe he's going to be playing. I just don't think I'd go to Harden here. If Embiid's out, I mean, I still tend to fade Harden usually just because
really?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like, you know, it's burned me for sure in the past. I mean, obviously that last game, he was incredible, but, you know, I felt like he was maybe a little cooked here for a while, but maybe that last
price
game
is only 8,700 too. So, you know,
yeah, that's true. So, fair point. Just maybe I'm just destroying my hater aid here and it is what it is, but, all right, though, let's move on though to the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. And, guys, do get that DFS pass at sportsethos.com. Go sign up. I mean, obviously not very much time left in the basketball season, but we still have baseball. We have football. We're going to be getting some stuff up here for you guys. I'm going to continue to lead this division here, even though I was, if you guys haven't heard, recently promoted here to the content director's position here at Sports Ethos. So, yeah, claps for me.
Big things coming.
Yeah, good little snaps there. Anyways, let's move on here. Denver and Phoenix. Go to sportsethos.com, download this stuff, get some subscriptions. All right, Phoenix is favored by 4 points, and the game total here is 224.5, so it's a little bit higher than the other game. Big news here, obviously, like you said, Ramiz, you know, Chris Paul out with that groin injury. And when I saw it happen, I was like, oh, man, Chris Paul, his history of basically lower body injuries, you know, groin, hip, stuff like that, ankles. I mean, he just has such a bad luck with that in the playoffs. It's just happening again. So they're pretty much planning for him not to play the rest of the series. I pretty much imagine. I mean, he's out games 3, 4, 5 reportedly. And I mean, it's possible this series doesn't even go that far. So they're just planning for life without him at this point. But talk to me about the Suns, man. So, you know, obviously no Chris Paul. How does that shift things for you? Who are you targeting?
I think the obvious play in for me is Booker at 9,500. I think he's going to have majority of the playmaking responsibility and the scoring responsibility. And he's done a pretty exceptional job when it came down to against the Clippers. Of course, he wasn't really initially playing that point guard spot, but he was getting around 7, 8 assists sometimes. And I just, at home, you know, this is this is a game too for Booker to really define who he is. Like, this is it. I mean, you're gonna have to really need a performance for him, because I don't know where else the score is gonna come from besides him or KD. And at 9,500, it isn't that bad of a price, so I do really like him at that play. And I also like Cameron Payne at 4,800. He's kind of, I guess, my backup plan. That if they decide to start Cameron Payne, then maybe he decides to have a good game. Of course, he was atrocious in game two. I mean, really horrible.
He's been pretty bad all season, but yeah.
But I guess I'm going for like a puncher's chance here, because he is at home, and maybe the KD Devin Booker spacing helps, and maybe he can get DeAndre involved or motivated at least. And then last, I got a Torrey Craig at 3,700. He's another guy who I'm just hoping you can get 15 to 18 points out of. I mean, like you said, this is going to be a tough game. If they want to extend the series to maybe a 7 to maybe get Chris Paul back, then they're going to need Torrey Craig to go and hit his 18 points or 21 points, whatever it was, in the early games against the Clippers. And a 3,700 is kind of an upside pick and one of those picks to slot in if you were going for those higher-end players. And on the Nuggets side of things, obviously, I'm going for Booker. I mentioned the Beast, so I'm not going for Jokic here. But I'm going to go for MPJ and Bruce Brown. MPJ at 5,800, Bruce Brown at 4,400. These are just MPJ is kind of a player who can tend to have sometimes not really a great night, but there's times where you can really have a really good night by getting a 20-plus points, around 12 rebounds. And, of course, they're playing away from Denver, so maybe it might be a tougher task. He has struggled. I think the first game he had 11 points, second game 5 points or something around that.
Yeah.
But 5,800 is a price that is affordable. And if he has a great game, then you're definitely exceeding that value. And then Bruce Brown is kind of a player I like in terms that he will probably get you that value in terms of just getting some decent amount of points, rebounds, and assists. And just playing off Jokic will just make his job a lot more easier.
Yeah, this is an interesting game for sure. I've got a lot of thoughts here. So yeah, the Suns are favored here. I think the Suns, I mean, this is a must-win for them. They're down 2-0 in the series. If you get on 3-0, you're not coming back. So they have to win this game. Yeah, Devin Booker, 9,500. That's a lock for me. All the reasons you mentioned, and it being basically a pseudo-elimination game. I mean, he's going to get 40-plus minutes, no doubt about it, as long as this game doesn't turn into a blowout. You know, it's possible the Suns or Denver blows each other out. I mean, you know, it can always happen. So if that does happen, then we're kind of sunk in the water. But I'm just going to go ahead and assume that doesn't happen, because these are both very good teams. So 9,500 here for Devin Booker. I love it. Campaign 4,800. Yeah, he's sucked all season, but he's absolutely going to have to play. he's going to have to play probably 20 to 25 minutes. And he does have that upside. I mean, he's you know, when he gets hot with his shot, hits a lot of threes, gets a lot of assists. So you know, there's some upside there for sure. The other guy of the Suns that you didn't mention that I'm looking at is a guy that's been kind of mentioned around Twitter and other places for sure.
Well, a Twitter pick?
Twitter pick, TJ Warren at 3,000. I do think he's been out of the rotation, hasn't played. You know, the Suns, they've lost, dropped two now, and I think it's been very clear on the offensive end. They've really struggled to score, even with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant out there. I mean, you know, and now they don't have Chris Paul, so it's going to be even harder. So I'm looking for, you know, shot creators in this team. And if you're really looking up and down this roster, that's one of the problems with this Phoenix roster, is that, you know, it's just not very deep. But I think, you know, the one guy that can actually create his own offense is TJ Warren. So I wouldn't be surprised if they throw him in there for, you know, maybe 15 minutes, see what he can do. If he's cooking, maybe he gets 20 minutes, maybe he gets 25. If he gets a really, really good game, I'm probably blowing the field out of the water here, because I am rostering him on DraftKings. So we'll see how that goes, because he could very well bury me. He could very well not play. I mean, that's very much a possibility. So, but yeah, on the other side, yeah, you mentioned, so I do have some thoughts on the Denver side as well. So for Michael Porter, I saw his price tag. I almost added him to my list as well, because that price tag, I think that price tag leaves a lot of room there for you to hit that ceiling. But, you know, when I posited this series started in the Wager Pass on the Discord, by the way, go get it, WagerPass@SportsEthos.com. But I said basically Michael Porter Jr. is going to get cooked by, you know, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and his defense, just like, I don't know if it's the back injuries or what, but his defense is just a liability for the Nuggets. So he played 22 minutes that last game. I think a part of that is just because of his lack of the ability to stay with people on the defensive end, because his shot making is obviously big and it can be important. But in this game, I think they're going to lean more towards Bruce Brown, who's another guy you mentioned, 4,400. I think he's going to get more minutes than Michael Porter Jr. So I'm in the fade MPJ train, and I'm in the play Bruce Brown train. And obviously the other guy that's going to get some extra minutes is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I think, as well, as a guy you can look at as well. So, and then Jamal Murray, I have to mention him. I mean, 7,900, you know, no Chris Paul. They're going to be playing Devin Booker at the point guard position, who has a lot of offensive responsibilities, and they're going to be playing Campaign. They're going to be playing maybe some Damian Lee. Like, none of those guys are going to stop Jamal Murray if he gets on a heater. So that's another guy you can look at for just kind of a big-time ceiling play. I don't think the price tag's particularly great at 7,900. I think it's pretty much where you'd expect Jamal Murray to be. But if he gets on one like that other game, that game one, then, you know, you're really cooking with gas there. So, all right. We're going to wrap up here with our Thrive Fantasy plays, thrivefantasy.com. Go there. Use promo code ETHOS to get your first deposit matched up to $250. I've got 5 plays actually here for you here, Ramiz. How many did you end up with?
I got 4.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start then. I'm going to put Paul Reed over 1 point. This is kind of a conditional pick, though. Paul Reed over 1.5 blocks at 130 points. But that's only if Embiid sits. If Embiid is not playing, I'll be playing that. Otherwise, I'll be staying away. What's your first play there, Amis?
I guess mine's also conditional in that case. If Joel Embiid plays, you'll have over 24.5 total points.
Yeah.
And that'll get you a solid 95 points.
Yeah, I like that a lot. My other one here is Maxey over 0.5 steals, 70 points. Again, I'm just looking for more from the role players here from Philadelphia, being home and everything like that. I think Maxey is going to have a pretty good game here. So over 0.5 steals at 70 points. What's your next one, Ramiz?
Just going back to one of my DK picks and Devin Booker playing that point guard role. So I'm going to go for over 7.5 total assists for 100 points.
That was my next one too, so you stole it, but that's okay. I agree. That number, actually, I'm very curious to see what happens, because that number is widely available across sports books. I'm not playing it. I've seen odds anywhere from like about -130 to -145, -146. So, you know, it's kind of juiced a little bit. I'm not playing it for that reason. I think, though, if you can find it out there, you know, -105 or something like that, I think it's an okay play. But, I think he has a good chance to go over for sure. My next one here is Michael Porter Jr. under 15.5 points, 90 points for that one. I don't think I need to explain too much. I just did. I think they are just going to have to. I think it's just a matchup that they're going to be not playing Michael Porter Jr. as much. As they'll be playing another guy I'm more excited about. But what's your other next play there, Ramiz?
I'm going to go against you on that pick, and I'm going to go for the over 15.5 total.
We'll see how that goes.
I'm trying to get one of those risky, bold picks, and there's not really many I'm comfortable with, but I'm going to go for this Michael Porter Jr.
He might bury me. I'm not always right, that's for sure. And then my last one here is kind of riding off that one. It's Bruce Brown over 3.5 rebounds. That's 95 points. Again, I just feel like Bruce Brown fits this current matchup a little bit better here as that kind of rim dunker spot type of guard, you know, gets rebounds a lot. So I like the over here on Bruce Brown rebounds. You said you want one more, Ramiz?
Yeah, one more. And it's also a nugget, and that's going to be Aaron Gordon over 8.5 total rebounds and assists for 105 points. As long as he can just play on a bunch of minutes, I think that should be a number well in his reach.
Yeah, I like it, man. So we just gave you at least 10 plays there, right? Well, 9 plays, I guess. But and we had one that was repeated. So we had 8 plays there for you guys. You only need 10 to play in Thrive Fantasy's contest. So go there, use those 8 plays, add 2 more, and hopefully you win some money. If you do, go ahead and mention us on Twitter or wherever you are tweeting or social media-ing. Anyways, I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter. I actually changed my handle. I almost said the old handle here. Oh. My Twitter now is @ethoskeith. That's @ethoskeith, E-T-H-O-S, Keith. And Ramiz, where can people find you and your work, man?
They can also find me on Twitter. That would be TooNice. That's spelled TO0_nice_.
Absolutely. Go follow my guy. And until next time, guys, go get that money. Not too many games left.